Hello everyone and welcome back to CodeNow Talks. My name is Artyom Kuranov. I'm the head of business development at CodeNow. And today I have back my usual co-host, Jan Mlynar. Hi, Jan.
Hi, Artyom.
Hi, I really missed you last time. Although the discussion with Zdeněk was very nice. I was really looking forward to doing another CodeNow Talks episode with you.
Happy.
And actually, one of the reasons is that I had some kind of epiphany, or rather a topic I wanted to discuss with you based on all the previous episodes that we had. You know, we discussed a lot how companies, when they decide to go into cloud development and develop their apps in the cloud, so to speak, and they have various options how to do it, steps they need to undertake. I was thinking that, okay, one of the usual things is for them to select a cloud provider where they're going to develop, use potentially his tooling, or we discussed that it's potentially possible to also buy so-called development platform or build your own, which is also an option. But to me, because, and I'm not a developer, so that's why the question arose, to me, building something from the beginning, such that such a thing that is very already, let's say, popular on the market as a developer platform, why do companies decide to actually try to build their own? Because they don't choose which operating systems they're going to use. They don't. They usually select or buy email client. They use a workspace, a chat program. That's something they just buy. They don't or use. They don't develop their own. But when it goes to such an important things as a microservice cloud development platform, here they often decide to, okay, we'll build our own version. And I don't understand that.
Yeah. I think it's a good question to be discussed. From my point of view, I would say that there are a lot of tools around us, different IT applications, protocols, and things like that. And each of those tools, platforms, are having a different life cycle and different status within their life cycle. Mm-hmm. So, you have mentioned email, and email is here with us more than 50 years. So, the standards, the solutions which are available are quite stabilized already, mm-hmm. and it's very clear and doesn't make a lot of sense to develop your own email server or client while you would like to just use it. Okay.
Yes.
It's the same situation with many other tools, compilers, debuggers, and things like that, integrated development environments, and so on. To mention few tools for the developers, but from the perspective of software development platforms, mm-hmm. like managing and somehow improving the life cycle of your software development process, this area is not so mature yet. Okay, so yes, you mentioned right that there are already some platforms available. Mm-hmm. The market is stabilizing and consolidating, and those tools are starting to provide quite standardized services and capabilities. So this is for sure some sign of consolidation of the market. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, it's not only about the tools. It's also about the companies itself. Okay, because you always or you are looking for the tools improving your processes. But the companies are starting exactly with the tools. So they have some processes and they are looking for the tools to support them. The problem is that those processes are not so standardized yet.
Oh, okay. I see where you're going.
So many companies, as we see today, are using some strange, distorted, let's say, development or software delivery processes, which are usually kind of mixture of the past, how the software has been developed 20 years ago. They added a few things to improve it from the agile methodologies. Some things are new there, but mostly the process as such is not consolidated yet. So when they start to look at the software or tool to support this process, they cannot find it because the consolidated platforms are already like targeting the good practices in this area. Yeah, and if their processes are distorted, then they will recognize, okay, this is not fitting to our processes very well. Mm-hmm. So let's look at it and maybe we will develop something better.
But isn't that doesn't that take away a lot of time of your people, like especially because I imagine a development platform should be chosen with assistance of your developers, or at least you should be discussing with them since they are going to be the ones using it every day, maybe a DevOps guy as well. But you have a lot of work for your people.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. And there is one observation. Have you ever seen like activity at any company saying, let's take the process engineers, the people who are really experienced of how the processes should be designed, improved, and so on, and let's look at our development software delivery processes, and let's use this methodology, this approach to our software delivery processes?
Well, I hope some companies do that.
I'm sure that there are some, but they are really, really unique and very few of them are there. Because a lot of software developers are like quite conservative from this point of view and they don't allow you to touch their things, how they do the things. It's kind of magic or presented like a magic. So it's very hard to break this point of view.
Well, but that actually makes me thinking that maybe when I'm starting my microservice development, or even if I have started, but I still have the opportunity to change my processes or adapt, then building it with dependency or what my developers think is the best tool to be used. I mean, like individual tools and to build the platform according to them, would instead of like choosing something that's predefined and unified, let's say, is a risk that, okay, then developers leave, I need to hire new people and they have a different opinion.
I think that this is not a risk. This is very clear way to hell.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. No, because the microservice architecture and the software delivery using this architecture is not an easy topic. It's not silver bullet, definitely. Mm-hmm. It's not intended to be used in any case. Mm-hmm. So if you would like to go in this way, then you have to be sure you know why you are doing it. Mm-hmm. There are clear values in it, but there are also costs you have to pay for the values you will get, as always. The thing is, and it's a very clear and many times published anti-pattern, that in going into microservices development without having like really best practices around the coding, around the writing the unit tests while you are writing the source codes of the components and much and many other things. If you would like to go without this practice already like having in place, then you will not succeed. There is no way to succeed with this approach. And okay, that's exactly the point. If you would like to go to microservice architecture because you know why you are doing it, then first thing you have to do is look at your processes. Are they good enough? Are they standardized? Will it work? Because if the processes are wrong, doesn't matter which tools you are going to use. If you will have very efficient tool to support the wrong process, then the faster you will get to this help.
Yeah, I understand. And yeah, so but who actually would be the correct person, let's say, to drive this? Would be someone like a CTO, head of delivery.
It depends. We have like standardized names for specific roles like CTO and head of development and so on.
Head of platforms. Or yeah, something.
But the thing is that the terms, the keywords are standard already, like standard, and they are used. But the meaning, their meaning is not standardized. So it depends who you name the CTO, what this guy is really doing.
Yeah? And the size of the company, I guess.
Yeah, of course, as well. But for sure, there should be some head of development or chief programmer or some, at least some really senior programmer. It's not definitely the one who is like managing everything. Mm-hmm. It should be the one who is setting your way of software delivery in the company. Mm-hmm. It could be like senior programmer who likes to code. Yeah? And maybe this guy is not exactly the one who likes to manage the people. So maybe you will not find it on the top of your org structure. Yeah. But he's the one who is trendsetter, which tools the company will use for the development. Yeah.
And so, yeah, because to my understanding, this is a really strategical decision that you're supposed to make. And it's on the level with all the other tooling where you need to look at the cost, the ROI, budget for setting it up, but also for the budget to manage it. Because
to maintain,
to maintain, yeah. Because if you're doing it yourself, well, then there's nobody going to help you. You have to
Definitely. There are a lot of hidden costs usually related with the development of the software development platform. Starting from the very beginning, just to scan the market about the tools, recognizing is there some tool fitting to our needs or not. If not, then okay, what are the options? What are the other, like, usually many tools, and we are really talking about dozens of the tools. We are not talking about 10 tools you will use at the end. Such platform is usually composed out of more than 40 components easily. And then definitely if you have 40 components, trying to assess only 5 of the tools per one type of the component, it's already counting 200 different tools. And let's imagine, okay, there is even not standardized view on the tools, so the capabilities are not exactly the same of each and every tool. Some tools are covering more areas, more capabilities. Some of them are covered in free versions or open source versions. Some of them are already part of the paid versions of such tools. And so there are really many options how you can divide your problem, the software delivery platform, mm-hmm. into small pieces, and to solve them and to cover them by some probably existing tools. Maybe you will write something small by your own team, mm-hmm. but the real question here is, does it make sense? If I will use tool A, B, or develop my own tool C, is there any significant value for my business?
Mm-hmm. Compared to the finance.
What is the advantage I will get with this special tool I will develop by myself?
Exactly, because these arguments make a lot of sense when you're thinking about, okay, do I buy a third-party platform, or do I, let's say, go with tooling from one cloud provider, let's say Azure DevOps or AWS, whatever. And here it makes sense, the argument. I'm not thinking about building myself something at home. I don't want to maintain it. I want to make sure that everything talks to each other. Each tool talks. It provides all the services. It works. And therefore, I will choose this big player with his tooling. Fine. And so this discussion, let's say, between a third-party platform or a big player, I understand that. The thing that I don't understand is having the third option is like, hey, why don't I build everything myself, understanding that it will cost me a lot of time, which equals money, but I have to remember that after I build it, I have to maintain it, update it, support it.
Yes. Okay, you don't have to, it's not only counting the time you will lose and effort you have to spend with development or your new platform. Let's imagine a company today.
Yes.
Yeah. You have great idea. Mm-hmm. You would like to start your new startup. Mm-hmm. For AI. Mm-hmm. Okay. Then you will realize, guys, we don't have a platform. No one platform is suiting us. Mm-hmm. So we will develop our own platform. Mm-hmm. Okay. This will take you, I will not say minimum 6 months. It's nothing. Yeah? So it will take you more time. So let's say 1 year later, you can start to develop your AI solution, but your competitors are already out. They are gaining your market. And once you will be ready, there will be a much smaller space on the market available for you than it's today. You will start today and will be able to deliver something within 6 months. Then it's definitely bigger piece of the cake you can get than 1.5 year later.
Exactly. And
this is really, this is the real cost.
Or a different point of view now I'm thinking, is that not that you wait until you develop your platform, but you say, okay, I'll do it piece by piece as I go. So my process, what I think would be, okay, I need to start coding somewhere, and I choose, let's say, GitLab, whatever, like some repo where I will store my code. And then I will say, okay, I need something to build my pipeline. So I research, I spend time, I research, I choose a tool, I build my pipelines. And then I continue developing, and I say, okay, now I need something to provide, you help me, you're a developer, but some other tool for the next step of my development. Yeah. So again, I defocus. I focus on selecting a tool. I will add it to hope. I have to research if it's going to talk to my first, the pipeline tool, and put everything. Okay, now it's in place. I can return back to developing my AI. I go on and go on, and then I go, okay, now when I'm almost ready to launch, I need observability. And that's like one of the, from what I understand,
this is usually the biggest obstacle you will find out, because if you ask developers, then okay, they understand the CI/CD automation, whatever. There's quite a lot of tools already today, not so expensive. So you will use some of them and you will develop your product. But usually it's not so common. The developers are not very commonly used to not only develop, but also to operate their solution according to some agile manifesto and so on. So they are thinking about how to solve their current problem, which is how the solution should work, how I will develop the PCs, the components, how I will build them and maybe deploy them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's usually the farthest point they are able to see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like if your wife is pregnant,
okay,
then you are usually thinking about the pregnancy and until the time the child is
born.
Yeah?
Or maybe a few months after, but not like when he's 5 years old.
Many people are not thinking about 5 minutes later. Yeah. And this is very similar with the software development. Yeah. The main problems become just after the rollout, after the birth. Yeah. And it's the same. And the developers usually are not focused on the operational part of the solution. And if they are not thinking about this aspect from the very beginning, then maybe you will have a great product on the market. You will get a lot of customers, a lot of users for your new solution. It's great. But then you will realize you are not able to make it stable. You are not able to make it up and running all the time, scaling for not hundreds, not thousands, but hundreds of thousands users.
Yes.
And if you are not thinking about that in advance, or not having the platform supporting you in this aspect, then you will have a lot of issues.
And also, who do you then make responsible for running, maintaining, managing? Do you build another team that's going to manage your platform? Or do you use your senior developers to spend 20-30% of their time? And even bigger thing, what if he leaves? What if the main
guy... None of this. It has been proved already many times that this agile approach is very good putting the pressure, the responsibility for the single team, for the same persons, not only for development, but also for the operation of the solution.
Okay.
Yes, you will lose part of their time while they are trying to keep the solution up and running. But on the other hand, if they know this in advance, then the result is usually better, more stable, the quality of the code is usually higher.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's definitely good approach. And of course, as you mentioned, you don't want to lose a lot of their
productive time.
Productive time, losing time with the support of the operation. So the better platform you have to support the operation of your solution, the less time they will spend with this time kind of job, kind of tasks, and the more time they can focus on additional features, next versions, and so on.
Yeah.
So the platform is really critical from this point of view. Of course, you can play the old game of the enterprises. One team is delivering the software, then
platform team is
throwing the source codes over the fence and
to the operations yes, manager,
exactly.
The back
and do your best, and we are already out of this game and we are focusing on the
and
next
then you
version.
Have a third team that actually managing the whole platform that you do this.
That's also a possible option, but it's already proven that usually the result is faster and better with the team developing and operating, which is, by the way, DevOps, yeah. coming where the DevOps is coming from in this kind of working.
Yeah, so you enable them to basically work on the code, develop the product, yes. but also being able to monitor it, observe it, yes. version.
And do these kind of things, which do, they don't like usually, to do these kind of things in an efficient way.
And maybe this is why some companies think, and I don't blame anyone, but think that if they set it up themselves, everything, then with the help of developers, therefore, they will have they will eliminate the risk of not understanding how to do the ops part of developing their product. But again, as I say, you're right that it is probably the question of maturity of the market regarding the delivery platforms. Mm-hmm. Although I don't really know how old the idea of a development platform is.
It's not only about the maturity of the platform. I think it's more related with the maturity of the companies in the software delivery processes. Mm-hmm. Platforms are already available on the market. Some companies are using them very efficiently. Those companies are having quite a lot of competitive advantage mm-hmm. in this point of view. But there are still significant amount of companies which do not care a lot about this mm-hmm. or they don't know about this kind of things. They are not touching it anyhow. And that's also the maturity, not only like maturity of the market regarding other tools. Yes, they are, but the companies are not ready for them.
Yeah, and I think this is the as you mentioned, it's definitely a question of the size of some company or type of the company. I imagine getting additional €500,000 for your platform team that's going to manage everything for you in an enterprise is a different and basically for them to analyze everything, keep everything running and stuff. That's a part of the budget, let's say, but. For a smaller company, and especially you mentioned AI right now, there are basically every day, I'd say, 100 new AI companies coming up with some ideas of conversational AIs and chatbots and analytical AIs. And I'm not even talking about the way things like ChatGPT and all those things. And because of this incredible competition, I would imagine 90 or 100% of my developers' focus should be on the product.
Yes, and that's exactly why the good platform will allow you to focus on the development of the business features, not on the things around. Yeah, and usually I think the AI is good, very good example from the point of view the people in this area, the developers are really smart guys usually.
Yes. With very specific knowledge.
Yeah, exactly. They are too much focused on how the solution will work. Mm-hmm. To really, it's not easy to develop something like that. You have to mention a lot of things, mm-hmm. and there is not so much space for how to operate the solution afterwards. So usually they have their like Jupyter notebooks. And other tools they are using, which enables them to develop their smart solutions very quickly and to evolve and so on. But then the solution is working on their computer, mm-hmm. and that's the issue. And they are not even mentally prepared to solve different kind of issues of how to deploy it. Okay, what if we will have more than five users? maybe more than 500. Yeah, then there is someone giving them money, and this someone is expecting that they will not have like 500 users, but
10,000 users at least,
not even 10,000, yeah, but millions of users. And they usually are not aligned in this. So the solution is usually not ready, far away from being able to serve this kind of users.
And so they have to do, and maybe that's the keyword I'm looking for, they have to defocus from their primary goal, and they have to think, okay, let's meet our team. Let's say it's a company of 50 developers, 50 employees, and suddenly they say, okay, we are looking for this tool to help us during this stage of our development because we didn't think about it previously. And we'll say, okay, now let's meet once, twice, three times, 10 times to choose, like, we have to add new database for some reason because we didn't think about it in the beginning because we didn't think about everything. It's almost impossible for anybody to remember about, know about everything. And then how much does time of a single developer of per 1 hour cost of basically talking about something that in the end is not bringing any value?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. From my perspective,
especially in such a competitive market as AI is right now.
From my perspective, today there is like, it's like no brainer to spend a minute about development your own software delivery platform, unless you are company in this area, like doing the business in the software delivery processes. Mm-hmm. If you would like to, if you are delivering like solutions for specific business areas which are far away from the software delivery, then there is no single reason to think about it. Just take one which is really fitting
or
your
most,
target.
Most fitting, let's say.
Fitting, but not your processes, but your requirements for the flexibility.
Mm-hmm.
Does it have to be multi-cloud?
Tech agnostic.
Which kind of technology stacks will I use at the end? Will my solutions be microservice based, or will it be just a simple front end, back end, and the database kind of solution? These kind of things has to be taken into consideration. And choose the platform and go for the result. Focus on your business value you are trying to deliver, and not about the tools you would like to spend. It's like with the car. If you are the company doing some fitting or doing some bakery, then okay, you are not thinking about building your own car. You will just go and select the car according to your needs. What is the size of the packages I will
deliver?
What are the requirements? Do I need freezer? Do I need this kind of things?
How far am I supposed to go?
Yes, like, exactly. And based on these business
logical
attributes, you will choose the right car or the right size, whatever. Buy it and you are just baking the bread, or I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, like, in the end, it comes down to basically everybody doing what is their know-how. So, and it was the other way around. Companies that provide platforms, development platforms, their main business is to create a platform that is usable. But even for that, they're going to use tools that are already preset. So, for example, a company that has a platform will not develop their own repository. They will most likely use one of those that are already on the market and most used between clients. So it was to kind of like summarize, like, if we all focus on our product and use companies that focus on something that might help me, then just go and ask that company, hey, can I use your product for this part of my development? Because it makes the most sense to me and I can keep my focus on this. And therefore you have your focus, I have my focus, and we all work together instead of like, hey, I'll try to focus on seven things at once.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I think that was a bit longer, but a very interesting chat about how really focus on your product and why maybe, and I'm not saying it's 100% true, but maybe think again about whether it makes sense for you to develop your own development software delivery platform, or maybe just look at what's already on the market. And maybe by this, we can increase the maturity of the market in believing that these platforms are the way to go instead of building your own or some version of it. Okay, Jano, again, it was lovely to chat with you again. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I hope to talk to you again, and I hope to bring more guests as well together with you. We actually have a few interesting coming up, but I'll keep that to myself. Thank you all the listeners for spending another something like 35 minutes with us. Hope to have you listening to us next time again. And for today, have a nice day and talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Have a nice day. Bye.